Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my accuser.' For a while, he refused. But later, he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?'" About 50 years ago, my spiritual advisor introduced me to the writings of the late Rabbi Abraham Heschel. I still think about one of his stories about prayer that he wrote about in one of his books. There was a village. It had everything it needed: a market, a synagogue, a hospital, a school, teachers, tailors, carpenters, bakers, bricklayers, and so on. One day, the clockmaker died. And eventually, all the clocks in the village became inaccurate and out of sync. No one knew what time it was. Some villagers stopped winding their clocks. Why bother? Others kept winding them every day. And one day, a new clockmaker arrived in the village. He was able to fix the clocks that had been kept running, but the abandoned clocks had become so rusted, they couldn't be repaired. Rabbi Heschel tells this story to teach us that we should never stop praying. We should never let our souls get rusty. This is the same lesson that Rabbi Jesus is teaching us today. The storyteller Luke introduced Jesus' parable by saying, "Jesus told a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart." Jesus knew that for someone to be his disciple, they need to pray always. They need to not lose heart. Giving up is not an option for disciples of Jesus. We need to keep our souls in good shape. We need to keep our souls in good working order. And prayer is the way we do that. When our lives get out of balance, when we feel out of sync with God, even when we feel out of sync with the people in our lives, we keep the mechanism of our soul working by praying. Eventually, a clockmaker will arrive. And eventually, God will get us back into sync with God and with others. And in the meantime, we don't give up. The corrupt judge in Jesus' story didn't respect God, we're told. Didn't respect God, didn't respect people. In other words, this judge didn't keep the most basic commandments, the two most basic commandments of ancient days. Love God and love your neighbor. I love the way Luke wrote about this judge in the original Greek. A literal translation of this from the Greek would go like this. Because this widow troubles me, the judge says, I will rule in her favor so that she doesn't end up giving me a black eye. That's the original Greek. In ancient times and still today, the phrase black eye can be a metaphor for judges and for politicians, for anyone whose reputation is ruined. That judge didn't want a black eye. That judge didn't want his reputation ruined. The widow was so persistent, he'd end up with a bad reputation. The widow deserved justice, and she wasn't going to give up in the face of a powerful, unjust authority. She was ready to give the judge a black eye. And so to prevent getting a black eye, the judge decided to do what was right and grant a favorable outcome. But he didn't really do it for the widow. This was a selfish judge. He did it for himself. Now, one of my favorite teaching methods of Jesus is he points out a negative behavior or a negative person and then asks, how much more does God take care of you? For example, earthly fathers care enough for their children that they give bread to their children. And Jesus says, they don't give their children deadly scorpions. They give them bread. And then Jesus says, how much more does our heavenly Father give us good things? How much more? If a judge doesn't respect you and gives you a favorable outcome just to prevent a black eye for himself, how much more will God, who loves you as a child, how much more will God answer your prayers and give you a favorable outcome? Pray always and do not lose heart. This is our God. There's a tradition in some churches that a person being confirmed takes a new name. It's based on name changes in Scripture. For example, Abram becomes Abraham. Jacob becomes Israel, which we heard in our first reading today. Simon becomes Peter. Saul becomes Paul. When I was confirmed in the Roman Catholic Church at the age of 13, I selected an Old Testament saint, an Old Testament name, Daniel. So my full name became Ralph Joseph Daniel Minio. And I've used that extra middle name over the years in different ways. I once wrote a one-act play for a church event with two characters. My name was Daniel, and my wife's name was Dolores, which is her middle name, Daniel and Dolores. I took the name Daniel as my confirmation name because I believed that God would always be with me when I'm in danger. I believed that God would save me from every lion's den. And that has proved true over the years, and it continues to prove true. It was the right name for me to select. But remember, Daniel didn't start praying when he was thrown into that lion's den. The reason that Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, because he prayed to God. In the lion's den, Daniel was already a person of prayer. He was thrown to the lions because he was a person of prayer. He already knew in that lion's den that praying to God was his only hope. Prayer is believing that God is with us in every lion's den. Our souls are already prepared when we're already a person of prayer. We're already prepared to know that God is with us and that God will save us. That's what we believe. When Jesus told this story about the unjust judge and the widow, things were looking bad. And they were about to get worse. In a very short while, Jesus would be riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, there to suffer and to die. He was warning his disciples that it will appear as if the unjust judges will win. But in the end, Jesus was assuring his disciples, they won't win. In the end, all things will be set right by God. In the end, there will be justice. So Jesus is telling his disciples in the lion's den that's about to come, don't lose heart. Don't give up. Because in the end, God wins. All that is good wins. Love wins. And Jesus is willing to die to defeat everything that's wrong in the world. Jesus is willing to die to defeat evil. Jesus will be victorious. So have hope, people. Have hope. Never give up. Pray always and do not lose heart. Keep the clocks of your souls a-running. Keep praying. Keep singing. Keep eating the bread and drinking the wine. Keep doing the right thing. Praying is more than words. Praying includes taking care of those who need justice, those who need help, those who need food, those who need shelter, those who need relief, those who need support. Praying includes loving God and loving people. One final thought. Unlike the clockmaker in Rabbi Heschel's story, God can fix rusty clocks. God can fix rusty souls. They don't have to remain broken forever. God can fix anything. God creates new life out of the rust in our souls. God creates new life in our lion's dens. God creates new life when there's injustice and suffering. God creates new life out of crucifixion. So, pray always and do not lose heart. Let us pray. Bring to mind the lion's den moments in your life right now. Maybe it's a present illness, a struggle, a worry, an anxiety, someone you love. Might be the death of a family member or a friend. Think of a lion's den that you're going through. And think of all that's not right with the world today. And now listen to the voice of God. God is saying, I am with you to protect you. God is saying, I am with you to save you. God is saying, I am with you to love you.